Years ago, an extensive survey was conducted in the United States by a polling agency.
在很多年前，有一个很广泛的调查，在美国那里是由一间民意调查公司那里举办的。
Questionnaires were distributed to people of various ages and occupations.
有很多的问卷就是分派给不同年龄阶层的人和不同工作的人。
The key question was this, what is you looking for most in life?
它主要的问题就是问到你在你的一生当中你最追求的东西是什么呢?
When the results were compiled, the analyst was surprised.
就是当那个结果是计算之后，那个分析员都很惊讶的。
Most of them had expected answers that would suggest so-called trinity in worldly standards, such as money, power, and honor.
所以大部分人都期盼那个答案，就是那些所谓的三位一体，但是属世的那种的三位一体，就是讲到是钱财、能力和荣誉。
But the three top things the people wanted were love, joy, and peace, the first three fruits of the Spirit.
但是那个调查最后的结果就是讲到人们最希望的三样东西，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，就是属灵果子头那三个。
Love, joy, and peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
These three are still the most precious and needed commodities of human beings.
这三样仍然都是我们人类最宝贵和最想要、最有用的东西。
Aren't they the main themes of a Christian life?
而他们岂不是也是我们基督徒生命的主要主题吗?
Yes, they are what Jesus Christ brings into us with new meanings.
是的，这些都是耶稣基督所带给我们，而且是附加一些新的意义在当中。
Today's scripture is also about love, joy, and peace.
今天的经文也有讲到仁爱、喜乐和平安。
In our call to worship today, the prophet Zephaniah concluded his message with joy and hope as he looked for the restoration of Israel.
在今天宣召的经文当中，讲到西番亚先知，他也在他的信息结尾的时候，他都是用到喜乐和盼望。
Confident that God is love and power, he counsels, sing, shout, rejoice.
因为他很确信上帝的爱和能力，所以他就劝勉大家要欢呼、要歌唱、要欢喜快乐。
God has taken away the judgment against you. God is in your midst.
耶和华你的神已经施行拯救了，他是在你们的中间。
In the letter to the Philippians, Apostle Paul also ends this letter with the counsel, Rejoice in the Lord always.
而在腓立比书，使徒保罗，他也在他的书卷的完结的时候，他也劝勉我们要常常在主那里喜乐。
Urging his comfort to be patient and not to be worried, he reminds them that Lord is near.
他也是很催逼他的信徒，就是说要去忍耐，不要去担忧，而且去提醒他们，主已经近了。 However,
another close look may allow us to find that his wish for them is really the peace.
就是当我们深入地去看一段经文的时候，我们也都看到保罗他那个意愿，是叫我们能够有一个真正的平安。
It is the peace of God that all guard their heart and minds as believers in Christ Jesus.
他是说到，我们是因为上帝的平安，会保守我们的心怀意念，我们在耶稣基督里面，他会保守我们。
Yet for the peace to be prevailed, he tells them there are three attitudes Christians should achieve.
但是要能够有一个平安的时候，有三个态度，我们一定是信徒一定要达到的。Only
when Christian has achieved the state of faith that allows these three attitudes to guide his or her life, the peace of God is settled quietly over.
就是当我们基督徒能够有一个信心的状况的时候，才能够让到这三个态度能去 幫助我們去引導我們的生活，叫到上帝的平安呢能夠沉澱在我們的生命當中。
Preparing for Christmas, some of us already start countdown.
就是當我們說要去準備聖誕的時候呢，我們很多時候已經開始倒數了。
Of course, there are some of us who haven't even thrown Halloween pumpkins away.
咁當然呢，可能有些人呢仍然都未將萬聖節嗰個嘅南瓜去劈走。
Some of us couldn't clean up the Thanksgiving turkey.
還有些人呢未食完感恩節嗰隻火雞。
Nevertheless, however, the day seems to come close and closer.
但無論如何呢，個日子係越嚟越近啦。
Even though we are not ready for it.
就算係我哋未準備好。
The holiday season that is invented by commercials and business experts keep urging us into Christmas crazes.
就係好多嘅商人同埋嗰啲嘅商業嗰啲嘅專業人咧，就係喺度好似喺度喺一個嘅節日當中咧，成日催促我哋要進入一個聖誕嘅狂熱。
It creates so-called seasonal feeling, the feeling that we are so busy to check ourselves against our desires. We need to buy things now. We need to joyfully shopping and spending. We can afford to buy expensive things because it is Christmas, and so on.
就是他們這些商人呢，他就好像製造了一個節日那個的感覺，這個感覺呢就是叫我們忙到沒有時間去真的去看看我們內心的渴求是什麼，而那個感覺呢是可能是叫我們去現在要立刻要去買東西，要很開心地去買東西去用錢，還有呢要你可以是買很貴的東西的，因為現在這個是一個聖誕節時候嘛，等等這個講法。
Of course, it's God's command for us to rejoice all the time.
咁當然是上帝是命令我們呢是要時時喜樂。
But when we think about joy, we are thinking about disorderly, loud and spending.
但當我們有時想到這個喜樂的時候呢，我們是想到一些的沒有秩序啊，一些很嘈吵大聲啊，或者是要用錢用東西的。
Oftentimes we try to instill the emotion through lively music, upbeat prayers and litanies of the praise.
咁好多時咧，我哋好似要靠住一啲嘅好活潑嘅一啲嘅音樂啊，或者一啲好大聲嘅一嘅禱告啊，或者一啲係連續不斷嘅一啲嘅一啲嘅敬拜咧，你去刺激提起我哋嗰個嘅情緒。
Even Martin Luther once said, "Why should all the fun songs go to the devil?"
就算馬丁路德咧有一次都係咁樣講過，就話點解嗰啲有趣嘅歌咧都係全部都係為咗撒旦嘅。
But different from this outwardly self-seeking joy, there is another kind of joy.
但係同呢啲係只係外表嘅去自己尋找嘅一啲嘅喜樂咧，就依來又講緊另外一種嘅喜樂。
We call it quiet joy.
我哋叫佢做一啲係安靜嘅喜樂。
It is good to see your life marked by quiet joy.
就咧，我哋係好開心，能夠如果睇見有啲嘅生命咧，係有一啲安靜嘅喜樂。
Well, it's easy to be happy and joyful some of the times when things are going our way.
就好多時，當我哋一帆風順嘅時候咧，我哋係好容易係開心或者有一個嘅喜樂。
But if our circumstances are what gives us joy, then what happens when our circumstances changes, as they always do?
但如果我哋嘅喜樂只係嚟於我哋個個嘅周圍嘅環境，咁如果呢啲嘅周圍環境有改變嘅時候又點咧？而呢個改變係經常都有嘅。
But this quiet joy that comes from faith in God is different from what the world gives.
但呢個安靜嘅喜樂係嚟自我哋係喺上帝嗰個嘅信心咧，係同世界所俾嘅喜樂、世界所俾嘅平安咧係唔同嘅。
This is the joy those who do not know Christ.Never understand.
一種嘅喜樂咧，就係嗰啲唔認識基督嘅人係永遠都唔會明白嘅。
Commenting on the false view of the prayer that is always talking to God, whereas the best part of prayer is listening to God, falsely glowed.
有一個牧師咧，曾經咁樣寫到咧，就係話，就係我哋有時對祈禱咧有一個錯誤嘅觀點，就係覺得咧係要不斷嘅同上帝去傾偈， 祈禱最美好的一部分呢，就是聆聽上帝。
We hammer so busily that the architect cannot discuss the plans with us.
就很多時我們不斷在這裡揼取，令到我們根本聽不到個建築師要對我們所說他的計劃。
We are so preoccupied with the activities of sailing that we do not take our bearings from the sky.
而很多時候我們在航海的時候是很忙於一個航海的活動，但我們就忘記了我們是從天上去找那個定位。
When the spirit standing at the door and knocks, but bustle of the household drowns the sounds of his knocking.
當聖靈在我們的門口那裡來去敲門的時候，但是在屋裡面那個繁忙令到我們是聽不到這個聖靈那個敲門的聲音。
Don't you know, for the faithful, the vision and strength come from quiet reception of what God provides?
就是你知不知道呢，我们那个的，对于有信心的人，他所看见那个的意象和那个力量呢，就是来自我们能够去安静的去接收上帝所供应给我们的。
In this sense, Paul's word today should shake us out of our Christmas crazes, shake down our fears,and shape up our spirit.
就咁样睇嘅时候咧，今日保罗所讲嘅说话咧，希望能够系摇动到我哋，或者系离开一个圣诞节嗰个狂热，而能够系摇动到拎走我哋嗰个嘅害怕，而系叫我哋嗰个圣灵嗰个嘅灵命能够系长进。
We all heard about these three spiritual principles.But how many of us actually be able to remind of it when they are needed?
很多時候我們都聽過這三個的屬靈的原則，但是我們有曾幾何時我們如果真的需要的時候，我們又會記得來 去應用出來呢？
Number one, to be anxious is nothing.
第一就是說到不要去憂慮。
But second, prayerful in everything.
第二個呢，就是講到要凡事禱告。
And third, thankful in anything.
第三個呢，就是講到是凡事感恩。
Francis Willard, the great temperance leader, once remarked with her usual forthrightness that anxiety is atheistic.
有一個 Willard, 他是一個很偉大的戒酒的領袖。他呢曾經講到呢，就是說他很直接地說到一個的焦慮呢，就好像一個無神論。
To be constantly anxious suggests that somehow we don't quite trust who is in charge.
如果我們經常的去焦慮的時候呢，就好像說到我們不是很真正的去相信誰在主管著。
Truly what we don't trust, what makes us anxious?
是我們不能夠依靠的，就是令到我們去有這個焦慮。
For example, we are so anxious about even over our children's social life, or our spouse's health, or our own career and future, and so on.
譬如好像我們會為到我們小朋友那些社交活動，他的生活來 去焦慮，或者為到我們伴偶那個的健康，為到我們自己的工作，我們的將來來去焦慮等等。
We often are anxious when we feel we no longer have the complete control of the situations we are to face.
但我多時候都是為到我們能夠去掌控我們要面對那個的環境的時候，我們就會覺得焦慮。
But no matter how many extra precautions we try to take, or how well we think we have fortified ourPersonal defense against sneak attacks, deep down, don't you know that the movement of the universe is out of our control?
就無論呢，我們是幾咁嘅去做好多嘅預防措施，點樣嘅去鞏固我哋個人嗰個嘅抵抗，但係我哋就喺心底入邊，我哋都知道，就是我們對於這個宇宙的移動呢，我們都是沒有控制的。
Yes, kids are grown up, illness attacks without warning. Some companies downscale and lay off their workers.
是的，我們的小朋友是會慢慢長大的，我們可能會有疾病的侵擾，或者是我們的公司會是縮減而會辭退一些的他的員工。
as the Presbyterians used to put it, predestination happens.
就好似嗰啲長老會嘅人咧，就會話啦，係啊，依個預定論係會發生嘅。
But if we let those anxieties over those uncontrollable factors in our lives rule us, we become incapable of the becoming agent of God's grace in this world.
但如果我哋讓依啲嘅焦慮咧，係完全去掌控住我哋嘅時候咧，我哋就唔能夠去成為上帝嘅恩典嗰個嘅使者。
How can we rejoice and witness the joy to the world and to others if we are anxious within ourselves?
我哋如果係被一啲嘅焦慮所纏繞嘅時候，我哋點能夠係有一個喜悅嚟去同人哋分享見證依一個嘅喜悅呢
？If we cannot trust God, then who can we trust?
如果我哋唔能夠去倚靠信靠上帝嘅時候，我哋仲有邊個可以信靠呢？
Be anxious nothing because of God is God today, tomorrow, and always.
应当一无挂虑，因为我哋嘅上帝系今日嘅上帝，听日同样都系嗰个上帝。
It is promise of God who always be with us.
而上帝嘅应许咧系时时嘅与我哋同在嘅。
Three ministers are talking about prayer in general and appropriate and effective position for prayer.
有三個嘅牧師咧喺度，大家傾偈係講到關於普遍祈禱嘅一啲嘅話依個話題。咁佢哋講到咩為之係適合，咩為之係一個最有效嘅一個位置嚟去祈禱咧。
As they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on the phone system in the background.
就係佢哋一路講嘅時候咧，喺後邊有一個嘅電話嘅修理員喺度修理緊個電話。
When ministers shared the showed that he held his hands together and pointed them upward as a form of symbolic worship.
咁其中一個嘅牧師咧就話，佢應該將兩隻手合埋，向上。咁依個咧就好似象徵住我哋喺度崇拜緊。
The second suggested that real prayer was conducted on our knees.
咁第二個嘅牧師咧，佢就提議應該我哋跪喺度嘅時候祈禱嘅。
The third suggested they both said it wrong.
咁第三個咧就話頭嗰兩個都錯。
The only position was pray while stretched out flat on your face。
咁佢話咧最唯一嘅一個嘅位置咧就係應該趴喺度咁嚟去祈禱。
By this time the phone man couldn't stay out of the conversation any longer。
咁喺呢個時候咧，嗰個喺後邊修理電話嗰個人咧就停唔住啦，想加入呢一個嘅討論。
He interjected。
咁佢咧就係插入嚟講。
I found that the most powerful prayer I ever made was while I was dangling upside down by my heels from the power pole suspended 40 feet above the ground。
佢話咧，我覺得咧最有能力，我曾經最有能力嘅一次嘅禱告咧，就係當我倒吊喺嗰個電燈柱嗰度，離地40尺嘅時候，嗰時我個禱告最有能力嘅。
When we confronted with the unexpected grace。Or an unforeseen groan, is your first response to turn to the God in prayer?
当我哋有遇见一啲我哋冇期待嘅一啲嘅恩典，或者系我哋唔能够预期当中嘅一啲嘅恩荫嘅时候，我哋第一个反应系咪就去到神嘅面前嚟去祈祷咧
？The very reason we can be anxious in nothing, that we can rejoice in the Lord is that.God is powerfully present for us always, and we confirm it in our prayers.
就唯一嘅原因叫我哋能够系一无挂虑嘅咧，就系当我哋能够系喺主入边有一个嘅喜乐，因为主我哋嘅主就系能够好有能力嘅时时嘅与我哋同在。
Paul recognized that the good percentage of our prayers are more like supplications and requests.
保罗咧，佢都知道咧，我哋大部分嘅祷告咧，都系讲到关于一啲嘅祈求啊、代求啊、一啲嘅要求。
Sometimes when we are feeling spiritually strong and centered, our souls do turn to the God in true prayer, seeking nothing more than the feeling of the Holy Presence.
但当好多时咧，当我哋嘅灵性系强嘅时候咧。我哋都會係去到神面前有一個好真正嘅祈禱嘅，就係話唔係話要求任何嘅嘢，而係祈求上帝與我哋同在。
But other times we approach God on our bellies。
但好多時咧，我哋去 来到神的面前，我们就好像趴在那里一样。
When our spirits are dried and dragging, we come to God as a supplicant, admitting our own inadequacies and recognizing God as a source of all holies.
是当我们那个灵性是比较干旱或者是比较很拖拉的情况的时候，我们就会来到上帝的面前，就有很多的祈求，承认我们那个的不足，然后亦都係知道上帝係我哋令到我哋能夠完整嘅嗰個嘅源頭。
Often, however, we seek our God in prayer with a specific request.
就無論如何咧，我哋好多時咧，我哋都係嚟到上帝面前咧，都有好多嘅一啲嘅祈求嘅。
Some may say that we don't need to pray, for God already knew our situations and desires.
但有些人就会说，实在我们都不需要跟上帝祈祷，因为他根本都知道我们的状况和我们那个的渴求。
But the important thing is that God wants our prayers, supplications, and requests because God wants to be vitally present in our lives.
但上帝咧，佢好想我哋嗰個祈禱，因為佢好想我哋有一向佢有一個嘅祈求，將我哋嘅要求話俾佢聽，因為上帝係好想嘅，真係喺我哋嘅當中。
Yes, God wants us to be conscious of it.
上帝係好想我哋能夠有一個嘅意識。
God wants us to be prayerful in everything.
所以上帝係好想我哋係凡事嘅去祈禱。
Being thankful in anything does not mean becoming extremely optimistic in everything or being resolutely cheery to whatever comes up.
但是当我们讲到要凡事谢恩的时候，这个也不是讲到我们只是好像对凡事都好像很乐观，或者是面对任何事来到的时候，我们都是好像 很一定的是 很开心这样。
Rather, being thankful in anything does mean believing that the guiding and guarding hand of God is constantly present.
而反而咧，当我哋话要凡事谢恩嘅时候，个意思咧系讲到话，我哋系相信上帝嘅手咧，系不断嘅喺度引导同埋保护住我哋。
Once we have been accepted in Christ, none of us can ever be abandoned children.
当我哋成为当我哋去接受耶稣基督嘅时候咧，我哋唔会系被丢弃嘅。
The love of God through Christ remains steadfastly by our side, no matter what we face.
上帝的爱是不断的，是不停止的，在我们的周围。
That is the very reason why we can be thankful in anything.
这个就是原因，为什么我们可以凡事谢恩。
Our thankfulness is not a matter of surface smiles.
而我们这个的谢恩不是只是一个表面上的微笑。
It is based in the confidence that whatever comes our way, our life is set on the foundation of power, the resurrected Christ.
而是讲到我们确信什么人会来到帮我们，还有我们的生命是建基在这个能力的基础上，这个能力是来自复活的基督。
It is in Christ, Apostle Paul insists that we'll finally experience this miraculous gift of the peace of God.
是在主里面，这个使徒保罗是很坚定的去说，是在主里面，我们最后终于是经历到一个很神奇的礼物，就是上帝的平安。
As long as we are in Christ, the peace of God will guard our heart and guard our mind. I mean, God will pour in the pieces of our personhood together and unite them under the banner of God's peace.
他说只要是我们在基督里面，上帝的爱，上帝那个的平安就会保守和 去保护我们的心怀意念。我意思就是讲到上帝是会将我们在基督入面，在这个基督的上帝那个的平安这个的旗帜之下，是会将我们所有的各部分都会是连结在一起的。
J. Walter Cross tells of flying a kite with his son in southern Florida during some windy weather.
这个 Walter Cross 呢，他讲到他有一次跟他的仔在这放纸鹞在一个嘅佛罗里达州嘅南部嗰度咧，有一日佢系好大风嘅天气嘅时候咧，喺度放纸鹞。
The wind was strong and the kite grew smaller and smaller. It tugged against the string.
就系嗰日咧个好大风，咁嗰个纸鹞咧就 有嗰條繩嘅拉住嘅時候咧，一路飛好高，咁所以變得越嚟越細。
The harder it flows, the higher it flows.
越大風吹去嘅時候咧，嗰個紙鷺咧就飛得更高。
But there was a sickening snap.
咁突然間咧有好似啪一聲。
The string had broken.
嗰條線斷咗啦。
The kite was free, but it was no longer soaring higher.
咁就嗰只紙鷺咧就自由嘅喺度飛，但係唔再一次係向高飛啦。
It tumbling, falling to dash itself against the ground or become tangled in the trees.
咁佢慢慢嘅墜落，甚至係衝落嚟，係喺個地下度，或者係喺嗰啲樹嗰度嚟困擾住。
We should remember what kept the kite airborne is the restraint of the string.
所以我哋要記住咧，讓呢一隻只要係高飛喺空中嘅時候咧，係因為佢係有條線係控制住佢。
When that was lost, the kite was unable to fly anymore.
所以當呢條線係冇咗嘅時候，個紙鷺係飛唔到嘅。
We are never freed until we are restrained by something that pulls us higher and higher.
所以咧，如果我哋要有一個自由咧，係除非我哋係有一樣嘢係牽制住我哋，好叫我哋能夠係繼續向上向上高升。
It is not the absence of restraint that makes us free.
不是说没有了那个抑制呢，我们是得到的自由。
Similarly, there is no freedom or peace in life until one belongs to God.
同样呢，就是讲到说，除非我们是属于上帝的，如果不是呢，我们是没有一个自由，或者没有一个生命上那个平安。
Every other form of it is illusion.
所以其余的形式呢，都是只是一些假象。
We find the freedom to achieve the greatest desire of our lives.Only when we live in that relationship,
我哋咧能够揾到一个嘅自由去成就我哋生命上最大嘅一啲嘅渴望咧，就因为我哋系有同上帝嗰个嘅关系。
When Christ binds us to Himself, then we are free and feel the peace of God, which guards and guides both hearts and minds of believers.
当基督系同我哋联埋一齐嘅时候咧。我哋就有一個自由，同埋感受到上帝嗰個嘅平安，而一個平安咧就係會係引導同埋保守我哋嗰個心懷意念。
It is so true that the way of God and divine plans are oftentimes beyond our comprehension.
就好多時咧，依個亦都係好真嘅一樣嘢，就係話上帝嗰個方法同埋依個上帝嗰個計劃咧，好多時係唔係我哋所可以明白嘅。
In that sense, the actual peace of God is something we can experience but cannot explain in our words.
咁同樣咧，就係一個真正上帝嗰個平安咧，係一啲我哋可以經歷到，但有時未必係用言語可以解釋到嘅。
Paul maintains that part of the gift of this peace, however, is that.You will guard and keep safe both heart and mind of the believers as long as they are in Christ Jesus.
咁啊，保罗咧，佢亦都系讲到一个嘅要如果我哋要一路保持住一个嘅礼物咧，就系一个平安一个嘅礼物咧，就系能够系保守我哋嗰个嘅心怀意念，就系我哋只要我哋系喺基督入边，信徒喺基督入边就有嘅。
Shalom is the Hebrew word for peace.
Shalom 呢，依個係一個嘅希伯來文嘅字，係意思係平安。
But peace in the Hebrew sense of shalom is far more than the absence of conflict.
但係依個希伯來文嗰個嘅平安，依個 shalom 依個詞咧，就唔係淨係講到話係冇任何嗰個嘅矛盾或者爭執。
Shalom is rather a state of being, a presence of the holies and holiness.
佢一個嘅希伯來文一個 shalom 一個字咧，佢係講到係一個嘅狀況，一個我哋嘅能夠係有一個完整同埋一個聖潔嘅一個嘅狀況。
Shalom is an incarnation of divine gift。
而一個嘅意思咧，亦都係講到好似依個上帝嗰個禮物咧，係能夠臨到喺我哋人間。
In short, shalom is the best human beings can hope to bring into this world.
而一個 shalom 一個嘅平安咧，亦都係我哋人類係最盼望係能夠帶到嚟我哋嘅世界嘅一個禮物。
As believers, we are also called to bring shalom into this world.
而我哋作為信徒咧，我哋亦都係呼召咧，係要將一個嘅平安，一個 shalom 咧，係 同我哋嘅世界周围嘅人去分享。
God wants us to be the ones who advertise and advocate God's peace unto this world.
上帝咧系想我哋去宣传，亦都去宣讲上帝嘅平安，系向世界嚟去做宣讲。
And yes, it certainly takes Apostle Paul's subscription three disciplines.
但咧当然咧系需要系用到使徒保罗佢所讲嗰个三个嘅操练。
Do you really want the peace that only Christ can give?
你系咪真系好想得到只有系从基督所俾我哋嗰种嘅平安呢？
Are you sure about it?
你系咪真系咁样谂呢？
Yes, then let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, show you the joy and peace in this Christmas season.
如果系嘅时候咧，愿呢个一个平安系出乎意料嘅，上帝所赐俾我哋嘅一个嘅平安咧。是能够俾我哋有一个嘅喜乐同埋平安喺一个嘅圣诞嘅节期当中。
And let our joy and thankfulness change our lives and to be more effective in our expressive love to God and one another through practicing these spiritual principles.
人亦都愿我哋一个嘅喜乐同埋一个感恩咧，能够系改变我哋嘅生命，好叫我哋能够更有效嘅去将上帝嘅爱嚟去同人嚟去分享。
Can you say them with me?
你可唔可以同我哋一齐去讲呢
？First，
第一个。
To be anxious is nothing。
第一个就系讲到要一无挂虑，我哋一齐讲一无挂虑。
Secondly， prayerful in everything。
第二个咧就系讲到凡事祷告，凡事祷告。
And third thing is that thankful in anything。
第三个咧就系讲到凡事谢恩，凡事谢恩。
May the peace of God will take over your fears and anxieties and give you all thankful mind in your prayers.
愿上帝的平安呢是能够取代我们那个的恐惧和我们的焦虑，能够给我们呢是有一个感恩的心在我们的祷告当中。
Amen.